Good morning.
Let's focus our thoughts, first of all, on again and again through the New Testament, the Lord issues an invitation. Come unto me, all you that travail and are heavy laden. And I wonder how many people listening to Christ for the first time heard him say that and thought, what does he mean? Come unto me, all you that are travail and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. One of these times we must have a look at scripture and rest. The name Noah is linked to rest, which is a bit odd given the job he had to do. But come to me and I will give you rest. And as we move into our service today, we're going to focus some of the time on the fact that it's Mother's Day, or if you prefer, Mothering Sunday. And we acknowledge the role mothers play in our lives, as if we could within the space of an hour. There's too much. But we will acknowledge who mothers are, what they do. So let's begin with a word of prayer, and then we will sing together Song 128. Living God, thank you that your invitation is to us again and again, that you keep inviting, you keep wanting to spend time with us. And as we come today aware of many, many other things, we want to acknowledge the role mothers have played in our lives, the work that they've carried out for us, the things they've given to us, the shaping that goes on day after day, night after night, through the whole of our upbringing. And we just thank you that you want us to be grateful, to acknowledge our dependency. And we thank you that you know exactly what that means. And so as we come today in our worship time, we come to you and ask you, grant us for today a rest that gives us time to meet with you, that gives us time to share with our parents, that gives us time to refocus for the week ahead. Amen. Let's join now in our song 128, Now Thank We All Our God.
Now thank
Oh,
We should greet this morning those people who are worshipping with us through Zoom. I'm not sure if you're able to do that briefly on screen. And they may greet us should they wish to. I can see names, but I can't see faces. And we'll give you opportunity to share in our prayers towards the end of the service. So welcome to our diaspora, spreading gradually worldwide. Who would have thought it? Let's turn now to our scriptures. And Jemian, are you able to read to us for us this morning from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 10?
2 Timothy, verse 1 to 10. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, to whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in with your grandmother, Louise, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on my hands. For the Spirit of God God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen.
Let's join now in singing song 299. Jesus put this song in our hearts, after which Jill will lead or introduce the youth church presentation for today.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into my heart. Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Different faces, who made us one. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Having one another with the love that he gives. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Jesus taught us sorrow into dancing. Jesus turned our sorrow into dancing. Tears of sorrows into rivers of joy. Jesus
The boys are working very hard over the last couple of weeks, and they've been writing something which they want to dedicate to their mothers and to the mothers in the church.
Mum, over the years, I watched the wonderful ways you've made life special for our family. The moments of love and laughter, the traditions and memories will carry with us throughout our lives. But most of all, I've watched the way you've shown us the true meaning of your love. Also, God's love in everything you do. Happy Mother's Day. For all the times you've gently picked me up when I fell down, for all the times you tied my shoes and tucked me into bed, or needed something, but put me first instead.
For all the times you cooked delicious food when I'm hungry, the times you comforted me when I was in pain, thank you for taking care of me from the day I was born and teaching me from right to wrong.
For all the times you've cooked for me when I'm hungry, prayed for me when I was ill, teaching me from right to wrong, thanks for being there for me.
Father God, thank you for our mums. Thank you for all the things my mum does, like washing and ironing my kit, for cooking for me and teaching me my times tables. Amen.
Thank you. A normal, everyday Sunday. Remembering the everyday. And in the back of our minds, for us, so much normality. And yet in our congregation, there are those hurting, suffering, wondering, probably all of us wondering, where is our world headed right now? And so we don't just acknowledge, if you like, the everyday, the normal Mothering Sunday remembrance, but we'll have too a song, which Andre is going to lead, of the Ukrainian song for Mother's Day. In a world at war, every attempt to connect with the really real is important. And Andre should know that as far as we can be, and as best we can be, we're on his side. And we want to join him in singing, and we pray for the peace of that land, as well as many others. So Andre, if you will please, your song for Ukraine.
My mother and wife conveyed greetings to the Holy Church. The song I will sing is dedicated to mother who stand in prayer for their children. Ця пісня чайкою кіче. Вічна мамина любов. Вона додому мене кличе, куди б далеко я не йшов. В небі її тривога, яку збагнути ще не зміг. Молитва стомлена до Бога, аби прощав мене й беріг. В тій пісні як нарушникові життя два кольори тече, і тиха-тиха волошкова зажура маминих очей. біль її, її тривога. Яку збагнути ще не зміг. Молитва стомлена до Бога, аби прощав мене й беріг. В тій пісні я нарушникові, життя два кольори тече. Тиха, тиха Волошкова за жура маминих очей. А ще літа їх не вернути, снігами тануть вдалині. О, мій Господь, не дай забути цю пісню мамину мені. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
And just allow that memory of the song to stay with us, even as Kathleen brings us up to date on what's happening here through the week.
Just a few notices this morning. The coffee morning, Bible studies and prayer meetings all continue as usual. For further details, they are on the newsletter. If you want any information on the Monday morning Bible study, please speak to Joe Blunden. The Thursday evening Bible study has just finished its current studies, so it's going to resume on Thursday evening of the 5th of May. We will remind you nearer the time in case anybody else wants to join us. Donations may still be made for the Ukraine. Please place any donations in an envelope clearly marked for Ukraine if you wish to do so and put it in the offering baskets. If you give directly to the church bank account, please also reference it Ukraine. Olivia Mansfield finishes as leader of the Carey Baby and Toddler Group at the end of this month, following her appointment as deputy manager of a local nursery. We thank her most sincerely for all she has brought to the group. However, we will still see Olivia again at the dedication of her son, Lucas, on Sunday, the 1st of May. On the subject of the toddler group, please note that volunteers are needed to help out on Friday afternoons from the 29th of April to the 15th of July. So any assistance whatsoever that you can give would be greatly appreciated. If you can do this, please speak to either Minister Colin, Jill, or Hilary if you can help. So thank you for that. And there will be refreshments after the service. Back to you, John.
Thank you. And now if somebody could bring the offerings forward for dedication. Lord, we thank you that we are in a position where we can give. We thank you that you've given us a mind to share our wealth. And we ask you, keep us regularly in touch with your guidance on how we should use those resources you've given to us in whichever form they come. We thank you for the gifts represented here, for those that are yet to come, and for those that just come in month by month on an automatic direct debit system. Thank you that we have the resources to keep this church open, and we pray that all that we do with our resources will be a fine testimony to your goodness and your graciousness. And that as we give, so we may be transformed to be more like you as the God who gives. Bless you, Lord. Amen. And now, because it's Mothering Sunday, we would like to give the opportunity to our young people not just to talk about giving, but to actually give some things as well. So it's over to them, and they have a posy, at least one, for each mother here, as far as I know. Every lady. Good. Oh, well, we could go for equality on that, yes. You won't find us fighting you on that one. Thank you. So please receive a gift as an acknowledgement, yeah, to the goodness of, well, whoever. We do still seem to have quite a lot left, so if somebody would like another one, or one to take home, or even to drop in on our Zoom people, then please do so. Please pick them up at the front afterwards and then just drop them off with somebody who you know would love to receive them. I don't know if anybody would go past Colin House on the way home. Perhaps we could do that. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for whoever planned that and organized it and had it all there ready for me just to walk into and say, well, here it is. I can't claim any credit for that, nor do I, but thank you for those who did. And now we turn to the scriptures, and Raphael's going to read to us from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12.
Our second reading is comes from Matthew 12:46 to 50, and it's about Jesus' mother and brothers. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside waiting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside waiting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother? And who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother." Personally, I like to say a very blessed blessing to our vicar, Colin Cartwright. We all wish him a speedy recovery. That is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Before we turn to a short exposition from the scriptures, which Shammy will bring us in a moment, let's sing together from Song 102, "Lord, Your Word Shall Guide Us."
Oppress us.
Let your word
and its light directs us. Who can tell the pleasure? Who recounts the treasure? By your word imparted to the simple hearted. Word of mercy giving, courage to the living, word of life supplying, comfort to the dying. All that we discerning, its most holy learning, Lord, may love and fear you evermore.
And now Shammy will bring a short message to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. Love and may fear you. You are coming to presence of God with reverence and in fear. Let me add my warm welcome also to you. As you know, it's always such a pleasure to see you all and on this beautiful Mother's Day. And thank you, John, and thank you for the readers, and thank you for everyone who's involved in making this a success. Yes, we remember our dear Pastor Colin, our dear brother Colin, in this time of need, that he needs the healing of God. So let's remember in our prayers. And yeah, thanks for the invite, though. When Colin said, Shami, you got 8 minutes, I said, 8 minutes? Man, I had to beg for the other 2 minutes. I said, I want 10 minutes. And don't tell him I took 20 minutes today. All right, so yeah, to all of in Zoom as well. It's a very special day, Mother Day, Mother's Day, Mothering Sunday, not only for mothers, grandmothers, and all the ladies, because I think we have lots of children in this church. Whoever talks to a child, shows some kindness, or even looks at them kindly, is a mother or father to them. So that's my credit to you. Looking at the verses, what Jamie had read for us, Paul's letter to Timothy. The Lord is showing us few things. I have picked up three out of that reading. And I have also titled the talk, Do Not Give Up Meeting Together and Encouraging One Another. So when you know the title is long, you know the talk is shorter. So don't worry about it. Yeah. So I picked up three things. First is thanksgiving. The other one is brotherly and sisterly love in Christ. The other one, third, is encouraging one another. So let's crack on. It's God's word. It's nothing to do with me. Paul has this great habit of thanksgiving. You know, when we did the Bible study, isn't it? Every letter he starts with thanksgiving, giving thanks to the Lord. And I love that. I too have learned that habit of not just saying, oh, thank you, Lord, but with meaning. Thank you for this. There's a reason. If you just tell the Lord a reason what you're thanking, it's awesome. But just two words, thank you, Lord, a couple of words is more than enough. But when you become a bit kind of like specific to the Lord, it's awesome. I tend to thank the Lord in all circumstances. It's hard, but that's the secret. When the Holy Spirit helps you, especially with two scriptures which I quote, when something goes wrong or when it doesn't go up to my plan, I quote Proverbs 16:9. Man makes plans in his heart, but the Lord directs the steps. So we are here, not because we want to be here. It's God's power and God's plan. And the beauty is those plans he has to prosper us, not to harm us. That's also scripture. I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you. So his plans are the best. So if something goes wrong, don't worry. He is in charge. And also the beauty is, in Romans, Paul always says again, and we know that he's sure of, in all things, God works for the good of those around him who had been called according to his purpose. He will make every situation for our benefit. Don't even doubt at all. That's why we are thankful. So let's be thankful for him, for this beautiful day, for being here, and for everything else. Secondly, which is our brotherly love and sisterly love in Christ. This letter shows some awesome love Paul had for Timothy. Notwithstanding, Paul calls Timothy my son, we know all that Paul was not married, but treated Timothy as his own. This is where he is fulfilling one of the greatest commandments of God. Love your neighbor. Timothy wouldn't have been a close neighbor, but the love, irrespective of anything else, the love you show for each other is the most important. Jesus said, man, if you can love each other and love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, you have fulfilled the commandments. Don't you worry about it. And this is quite evident on this scripture, what you read. Timothy shows his feeling also a mutual by shedding tears at Paul's departure. Timothy literally cried when Paul was leaving. So this is the second one, loving each other. Third and the final, encouraging one another, irrespective of one's current situation. We may be going through a dreadful situation, but that doesn't mean, or it won't stop praying for someone else who is on a dreadful situation. Or someone's healing, you're not well, but it doesn't stop you from praying for someone's healing. Just pick up the phone and comfort someone. Yes, you're going through a lot, but let me comfort someone else. You know what the secret is? Through that, God fulfills your need. That's the beauty of it. Paul is saying to Timothy, look at this church very clearly. Paul is telling, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. Thank God it was Timothy. Cliff, would you read? You read this one, and if I was you, I would have thought, Paul, you are in prison. You are in a cell with a 2x2 window, and you're going to get killed at any time. You've been tortured, and you're telling me not to be afraid? Just imagine that. But this is what Paul does. Isn't that amazing? See the situation where he is in. He is telling Timothy, hey, guys, don't be afraid, okay? God has not given us a mind of fear. This is awesome. I know a pastor who went to pray for a cancer patient, and the patient said, because pastor had a problem with his knee, oh, can I pray for you, for your knee? That pastor got healed with his knee. Isn't that amazing? That's why I said, irrespective of your situation, God is in charge. Actually, after writing this, Paul was in prison. After writing this, a short while, he was beheaded. So we know that. But the beauty is God has his plan. He's in charge. Here's something I want to close with. Look at Paul, even when he's being in prison, training Timothy in a godly manner. He could have got all the credit, but he gives all the credit to God. And also he goes into a bit deep. See where he points out the source to of Timothy. Where is the source? Timothy's grandmother, Lois. Isn't that amazing? We have mothers, we have grandmothers. I mean, when Jill and me leading the youth, I mean, those youth are now bigger, even Aki and Bhagi were there, and lots of children are going to a uni. Not only mothers, mothers encourage, fathers encourage them, even grandmothers. I remember Joan, it was effort to bring the two boys. Joan, where they are now, awesome, isn't it? Your effort not gone waste. God always looks at your heart and makes it a success. So here we are. So looking at Timothy, his grandmother, and his mother Eunice. See the source. You know, we know the source is Jesus Christ, but where he diverts them, where he brings it to our families. And also, this does not mean fathers and grandfathers are not guiding their children, though. We are in the game. We are, it's a joint venture. And but in this Mother's Day, I do want to encourage the lovely ladies and the great things what they have done. So ladies, you have been storing treasures in heaven. You think, oh, I've done so much, but I don't see the benefit. I don't see the fruits. Don't worry. Your treasures in heaven, and the Lord is going to call you. Welcome, my good and faithful servant, when we see him. But we know the opportunity given to us through Jesus Christ. Everyone doesn't have this blessing. Everyone doesn't have this opportunity. So treasure it, cherish it. So we say with confidence, we will continue to encourage each other, irrespective of whether we see the fruits or not. Just encourage you. God is pleased, irrespective of what we go through, so that our Lord Jesus will be lifted up. Isn't that what we want? Is that the scripture says? Lift me up, and I will draw all men to me. That's to him, not to us. And with this scripture, with this encouragement, what God gives you, and I'm pleased that he's using me to give you the encouragement and the love he has for you. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you very much for listening. Oh, did I do well? Okay, don't take calling about the 2 minutes, yeah? And the next song, I actually stole it from Akis and Bhagya's playlist. We played this last year in June, this clip. It talks about this pastor and this group wrote this song. So it's a real life story. And he talks about mumbling of his grandmother's prayers. But where he is now, millions listen to him weekly. This is how God works. I really want you to look at the lyrics of that song where he sings. Most of you have heard it before, but it shows amazingly from his grandmother, mother, and dad as well, and to his children. This is how God works. So man makes plans in his heart, but the Lord directs the steps. Let's enjoy the song. Thank you, Obed and Bhagya. Shall we wait until it comes on the screen to play it? Just want everyone to see the lyrics as well. Thank you. And John, I'll hand over after that to you and for prayer.
Grandma used to pray out loud by your bed every night. To me it sounded like mumbling, like she was out of her mind. She said, boy, this kind of praying is what saved my life. You ought to try it sometime. And now I know she was right. She was talking to Jesus. She was talking to Jesus, and she'd been talking to Jesus for all of her life. Mama used to drag me to church Sunday mornings and Wednesday night, khaki pants and a polo shirt. Boy, I put up a fight. She said, son, one day you'll thank me for having God in your life. And yeah, I know she was right. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. Yeah, my mama was right. Now I'm talking to Jesus. Yeah, I love talking to Jesus. and I'll be talking to Jesus for the rest of my life. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Don't you know? What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, I've got three of my own now, trying to raise them upright. My oldest is 15, and I remember what that was like. Trying to deal with the trauma, trying to figure out the questions in life. And I've been looking for a way to show him how to make it all right. Then he walks in my room while I was saying my prayers the other night. He said, I'll come back later, I can tell you got a lot on your mind. I said, it's not an interruption, you couldn't have picked a better time. 'Cause I was just talking to Jesus, come over and give it a try. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. Whoa. And now he's talking to Jesus. Thank God he's talking to Jesus. There's no bad time to start. It don't have to sound pretty. Just tell them what's on your heart. 'Cause it's not a religion, 'cause it's more like a friendship. So just talk to your father like you are his kid. Start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. 'Cause you can talk to Jesus. Oh, whenever you like. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Just keep talking to Jesus. The rest of your life.
Let's start talking to Jesus. We could spend a lot of time doing that. But just to gather our thoughts together as we head out of here into a week, maybe we can just touch on a few things together. Conscious, there's always more we could say. But one of the interesting things about our God is we can go anytime. Anytime. We can bring anything. And inevitably there's going to be disappointments, just as there's going to be joys. And maybe joys and a kid, you remember the joy it used to be with birthdays. And this week, Jeremiah moved from childhood to teenage. Congratulations, Jeremiah. Welcome to the half-grown-up world. And maybe the real grown-up world will sneak up on you someday. Watch out for it. And get your dad's help with it. Let's pray for our young people. Jeremiah is one. There are, of course, others. And if you're here and you've got family, there's almost certainly somebody you've got in your mind who you wish would come in here from time to time. Or you wish would come and maybe start asking those questions that have never been asked. Or just begun to listen to you in a new way. So let's pray for our young people that our prayers and their lives might join and find a place of contact with the Saviour. Living God, we thank you for the young people that you have entrusted to us. And no matter how good a job we do, we tend to see where we don't. And so we pray for our young people that they will experience you as a God who is good, as a God who cares, as a God who guides, and as a God who protects. We thank you for each young person in this place. We thank you for each young person who goes on to a maturity and pray they may learn who you are. And not just that, that they may learn too to begin to share some of the riches that are available to us in Christ Jesus. Draw each one of us into that knowledge of the preciousness of all your gifts. And we ask you, Lord, speak to those individuals we care about. Move in the hearts of those individuals we love and bring them to a deep, ongoing relationship with you where they keep on wanting to talk to Jesus. It's impossible at this time, isn't it, to even think of prayer without thinking of the bigger picture. And we know when Jesus sat down near the end of his life, he said to his disciples, there will be wars. There will be rumors of wars. And we don't like it, but it still happens. And there's more wars going on at the moment than we care to think about. For the moment, Ukraine has taken front stage. But it wouldn't take us long to gather together other places where war is part of the everyday. Syria, Palestine, Sudan, Yemen, parts of China, as well as the hostilities that go on in smaller than nation groups. And of course we pray for Ukraine and all those places around the edge of the old Soviet Empire, wondering what will be. And we come to you in prayer and ask first and foremost that we may know you well enough to be able to talk to you about those things that cause us fear. We pray that as we think of others and as we wonder what to do, we pray your leading in our lives to show love. And how dare we come into the holy place to pray without at least making the attempt to pray for our enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Pray for them who have no notion at all of who God is and how he is good. So we pray for Russia. And remember again, there's hundreds of believers that have committed themselves to worshipping you in an atheist, hostile state for years and are still praying for their own country because they disagree with its policies. We pray for Russian believers standing as a witness to you. And we can continue from country to country, from place to place, till we come for our own nation, battered by lies, battered by untruth, where you're increasingly pushed out to the edge as irrelevant. And we pray for our own nation and our own rulers that they would begin to grasp what so much of the rest of the world know already, that you are a good God who delights to lead, who delights to share love. And so we pray for our rulers that they might find you. And if we care about the gospel, we pray for those who've taken onto themselves that role of spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you that there are those who take it on, and we pray for them. And we gather our prayers in that prayer you taught, and pray that the words of it might touch us, that we might indeed mean, thy kingdom come. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I don't know if it's possible just to invite our Zoom people to share perhaps one or two prayer requests before we move on to our final hymn. Let's just ask them, is there something they would like to share? I guess we should call you Zoomers or something, but do any of you have a brief prayer request or something you'd like to share with us as we go into the new week?
I'd just like to say thank you to everybody for all your prayers for us and for all mothers everywhere, of course to Ukraine, and to help that Colin will be well soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. Anyone else? We'll take you as the spokesman for us all. Thank you. Bless you. Let's join now in our final hymn, 107 in the Baptist Praise and Worship, We Limit Not the Truth of God. And Colin has suggested in this that where the text talks about forefathers, we should go completely liberal and change it to four mothers. I leave it to you to choose. So, hymn 107. We limit not the truth of God to our poor reach of mind, by notions of our day and sect, crude, partial and confined. Now let a new and better hope within our hearts be stirred. The Lord has yet more light and truth to break forth from His word. Who dares to bind by his dull sense the oracles of heaven? For all the nation, tongue and clime, and all the ages gain, the universe how much unknown, the ocean unexplored. The Lord has yet more light and truth to break forth from His word. In faith our great forefathers went the first step of the way. It was the dawning yet to grow into a perfect day. And grow it shall, our glorious sun, more fervid rays afford. The Lord has yet more light and truth to break forth from His word. O Father, Son, and Spirit, send us increase from above. Enlarge, expand all Christian souls to comprehend Your love. And make us all go on to know with nobler past conferred. The Lord has yet more light and truth to break forth from His word. And now as we close, let's just have a moment's thanks for all those who've done anything that have contributed to today's service. And thank you too for coming. And as you go out into the week, pray that indeed the Lord will confer more truth on you, more light on you than you've seen thus far. Let's say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with us now and evermore. Amen. Bless you all. Thank you.